Fascinating. Now, what about EGFR and renal cell? You're doing a trial looking at an interferon, sunitinib, and erlotinib. What do we know about erlotinib?
I need to find out who your intel is. That trial's not even known, I thought. Yeah, we're taking some data that we generated and SWOG has generated looking at a papillary population. It was our initial unmet medical need, different pathology makeup, and you saw some activity with Tarceva as a single agent in SWOG in papillary tumors. And there was some preclinical data suggesting c-KIT and EGFR were more overexpressed in papillary. So we ran with that and developed it in combination with interferon. And initially ERISA, and then ERISA had the issues, so we substituted Tarceva. And we saw in pure papillary patients some significant responses that duration, we just submitted the paper to the American Journal of Clinical Oncology, on average was 11 months of control. So what we did was to further move forward, add in what we thought would be a next active agent in our papillary patient population, which was sunitinib. There was some empirical data coming out that there was some responses in papillary patients with sunitinib. So we wanted to add in that agent in a phase one, eventually phase two setting. We also expanded that study with a clear cell population. So we're looking at predominant papillary group, one patient variable, and a second group statistically our clear cell population.